It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The World Health Organization says the Ebola outbreak in West Africa has killed nearly 900 people, primarily in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. It also has people in this area feeling a bit anxious, especially following yesterday's news that a patient admitted to Mount Sinai is being tested for the virus. Hospital officials say the man, though, most likely does not have Ebola, but he's being isolated out of an abundance of caution. Dr. Mary Bassett is the commissioner for the New York City Department of Health, and she joins us now. Dr. Bassett, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
So how worried should we be here?
Well, this individual, as you've said, came from an area where Ebola virus transmission is ongoing. But in the last 21 days, he hasn't had any exposure. People should realize that Ebola virus is transmitted through direct contact with a sick individual, not just a sick individual, but with their body fluids, so that it's not a virus that's transmitted by people being in the same room or passing somebody on the street. So this individual we consider low risk, and that's why we think it's highly unlikely that he will be found to have Ebola.
And since New York is such an international city with visitors coming from various ports and countries, what happens when a case does appear? How will the city handle that?
Well, I think that this case shows us that there's a real alertness to the idea of people coming with fever who've been in an area where Ebola virus transmission is occurring. So we have the alertness, and we have the ability to isolate people. At JFK Airport, the Centers for Disease Control, which is our national public health agency, has staff stationed. They have isolation rooms there. And if somebody comes in who should be isolated, they can be isolated there and then.
Now, health officials, as you mentioned, are staffing quarantine offices at the airports. What sort of things are they looking for? Are they actually screening passengers as they come off the airplanes?
The airlines and everyone is aware of the ongoing outbreak in West Africa. So somebody who has a fever and who has been in areas of the countries that you mentioned, who should be assessed as to whether they have high-risk exposures. That happened with this patient who showed up at Mount Sinai Hospital. It happened a couple of days ago with somebody who showed up at Bellevue Hospital. And then the next step is to determine how high the risk might be.
Now, if a health official does spot someone with the symptoms, how do they handle getting that person isolated without causing a panic, especially at the airports?
Well, the first step, of course, is to obtain the history. And then the Centers for Disease Control staff will be involved. And it's, you know, it's a very standard practice to isolate people. It's not as though they go into some sort of inflated cocoon or something. It's simply an isolation room. So it's something that can be done readily without any panic.
Now, this isn't the first time that the city faced an epidemic threat. The SARS outbreak back in 2003, for example, did pose a threat from a far more contagious airborne illness. Were there any lessons learned from maybe that outbreak that can be applied to this situation or for the future?
Well, I think that the SARS outbreak taught us that the world is global and that people do move from one country to another, and that's why we are as ready as we are to identify and take action in the event that somebody presents with symptoms and a history that are compatible with Ebola.
Dr. Mary Bassett is the commissioner for the New York City Department of Health. Dr. Bassett, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC.